The rain continues in many parts of Texas and Louisiana today. For millions of people, the disaster could get worse before it gets better. A team from the Sebastian County Sheriff's Office left this morning to head south to help out. Sebastian County Sheriff Bill Hollenbeck says the group is headed to Montgomery County, Texas, just north of Houston, to link up with that county's sheriff's office. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek spoke to Sheriff Hollenbeck yesterday as his team was preparing to go.
Can you tell me, you're sending a few of your deputies to Texas. Can you tell me a little bit more about what they'll be doing out there?
Sure. We're sending our boat team along with other members of the Sebastian County Search and Rescue team. They'll be going down there to the Houston area, dependent upon where they're exactly needed. So they'll be assisting the first responders that have been working 24/7 since this all started in rescue operation.
And how did that come about, you offering your assistance?
You know, right now there was a news conference that we saw where they were asking for assistance from other agencies, specifically, you know, either agencies or civilians with boats, as well as high water vehicles. So we saw that, and we do know right now that the Arkansas Department of Emergency Management is in a conversation with the Texas Emergency Management officials, and we are currently preparing, but we're in a holding pattern right now, waiting for the EMAC to be signed, and the EMAC is the Emergency Management Assistance Compact. So once that is signed by the state of Texas and the state of Arkansas, then assets can be deployed. So right now, we're spinning our team up to be prepared to go down there for at least a four-day deployment.
So after you saw this press conference, what compelled you to sort of jump in and offer your services right away?
You know, Sebastian County has seen their fair share of situations, you know, such as the 1996 tornado that came through downtown Fort Smith into the north side of Fort Smith and also into Crawford County. We had numerous agencies from across the state as well as out of state that came to assist us. Also, you know, last year we had the active shooter situation where Deputy Cooper was killed, and we had numerous law enforcement agencies from all over the state of Arkansas as well as Oklahoma that responded to that call for help. So, you know, Sebastian County has been, you know, has had a long history of situations like this, and especially when it comes to supporting, you know, our fellow citizens, you know, other first responders. And just a side note, you know, Fort Chaffee, that is right here in Sebastian County, mm-hmm. also welcomed Katrina hurricane victims and housed them there. And members, you know, of our community also supported that as well. So it's just the right thing to do. It, you know, Houston is the fourth largest city in the nation, and they are struggling in catastrophic conditions. So we want to do our fair share to help.
Definitely. And in ways I don't think any of us could have imagined a few days ago.
So, you know, one thing that's so important is law enforcement and first responders banding and working together. You know, the resources are there. You know, we have agreements with other agencies, and it's important that, you know, when the call for help is put out, you respond, because you never know when you're going to be that agency that calls for help. And historically, you know, we have had a great response by other agencies. So that's what makes the state of Arkansas great and our country great.
Your two teams are prepared to go out there for about 4 days. Are you planning to extend that at all? Is that something that might happen?
We're looking at right now for sure a four-day deployment period. Once they're down there, they'll evaluate and, of course, report back, and then we certainly can assess, you know, our deployment period based on what they see down there and the needs are.
You know, in the meantime, should those teams be required in Sebastian County, do you guys have sort of an arrangement with some of the other local agencies to sort of step in and help out?
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, that's one thing that's so important is, you know, we're not sending all of our assets down there. You know, it's just a six-man team that will be going down there for 4 days, and we'll be back here. You know, we have great working relationships with area counties, you know, that surround us that can certainly help us if something happened here as well.
And while that six-man team is down in Texas helping out, people in Sebastian County can also help out by dropping off some supplies at the sheriff's office, right?
You know, and that's kind of, I guess, the other phase of what we're doing. You know, the first phase is to go down and assist in rescue operations. The second phase is, you know, we're opening up the sheriff's department as a collection point, you know, strictly for water and breakfast type of bars, granola bars of that nature. And we're trying to limit it to that. So we're going to have, I believe, the hours of 8 to 4 every day here at the Sheriff's Department, where we'll have staff available to accept that. And we're going to partner with, you know, the Salvation Army and other emergency services that could certainly help us to get that out there.
Definitely. And how long are you collecting collecting those items?
We'll probably collect it for the rest of this week because, you know, there's millions of people in Houston.
Absolutely.
And Houston, of course, is just one city. You know, this hurricane or this tropical depression now is going to keep moving. So it's something that may be needed.
Absolutely. And I saw a stat that Houston has the population of Houston, the Houston metro area, is twice the amount of people that live in Arkansas, in the entire state of Arkansas.
I can't imagine what those first responders are dealing with, let alone the citizens of the greater Houston area, what they're going through. I saw pictures on the news, just like everybody else has, of you know, senior citizens up to their waist in water. You know, I saw a live feed on Facebook where a lady who was, I think, taking care of her grandmother was pleading for help, and they were in deep water. So it's something that we're sitting here dry right now in Arkansas, and we can't even begin to imagine what's going on down there. So I just feel compelled it's the right thing to do.
As a first responder, can you sort of describe to me the situation where the first responders are overwhelmed? I don't think it's easy for people to comprehend because, you know, people are used to being able to call 911 and get help right away.
Yeah, I think you're hitting on something so important. You know, that they are used to be able to respond, you know, in minutes to any type of situation. And so the toll that it takes on the first responders, not just the fact that they can't get there, it takes so long to get to a location. And at some points, they don't even know where to look because, you know, you're looking at a city of millions of people. And then dealing with the emotional trauma of people in need, some of these sites that they will see that you know, you have to be able to defrag. You know, you have to get away from it. So, you know, any more than 4 days, and I think that's probably, you know, what, you know, our department can sustain. So it would be time to pull them back and get them away from it and then determine what type of resources are needed and if we need to go back after we, you know, regroup, refit, and defrag, as I call it. We certainly can evaluate that then.
Definitely. And I imagine there's a lot of stress with having to prioritize which calls to take down there right now because everybody's in need.
They are in crisis. FEMA is there. Of course, they're State of Texas Emergency Management and just coordinating with FEMA, with all the state, local, and other federal agencies. So they have their hands full, you know. So our prayers are definitely going out to the state of Texas as well as Houston and the surrounding community.
Absolutely. And you are sending some lending hands, so hopefully that will help. Well, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Hey, thank you very much.
Sebastian County Sheriff Bill Hollenbach talked with Ozarks at Large's Zuzana Sitek before a team from his office traveled south to assist in emergency and relief efforts in South Texas.